This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Suratul Naba. The important news, the most relevant news. Suratul Naba is a Makki surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Amma yatasa'alun. Amma, about what? Yatasa'alun. They are asking one another. Tasa'ul, from the word su'al, which is to question. But tasa'ul is to ask each other. To ask, to inquire from one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question over here, that what is it that people are asking one another about? What is it that they are discussing amongst themselves? That they are questioning one another about? And many times when people ask each other about something, not just once, but repeatedly, what does that show? That they are expressing their disbelief in it. They are expressing their amazement. That it's as if they are not willing to accept it. They cannot accept its reality, so they keep asking about it. So, who are these people who are asking these questions? This is referring to the people of Makkah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, who would refuse to believe in the hereafter. And they would ask each other about the hereafter. Why? Sometimes out of amazement, and sometimes out of mockery. And they asked the Prophet ﷺ also out of complete denial. Remember, there are different reasons behind asking questions. But the reason why the mushrikeen of Makkah were asking about this particular matter was not curiosity, it was not out of faith. It was out of denial, disbelief, for the purpose of mockery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, عَمَّ يَتَسَأَلُونَ, about what are they asking each other? عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ, about the naba, which is al-azim, which is great. About the news, which is great. What is this great news? This is the news of the last day, of the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it a naba. Because naba, as you are familiar, is used for news, but not just any news. News that is relevant. Relevant to who? To the person whom it is given. Because if it was not relevant, it would be useless to tell them about it. As you know, there are so many things happening in the world. But what news are you most interested in? That which affects you. That which is related to you. That which is relevant to you in one way or another. But remember that the Day of Judgment, its news is such that it is relevant to every single human being. It is not just relevant to those who are serious about the hereafter. It is not just relevant to those who want a place in paradise. It is not just relevant to those who are righteous. No, this is relevant to every single human being. Because every single human being is going to see the Day of Judgment. So it is necessary that they come to know about it in order that they may prepare for it. عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ, about the news which is al-azim, which is great. Meaning it is so great, it is so serious that there is no other news that is of equal importance. There are so many things that happen in the world and you don't come to know of them. You find out maybe 5 days later, maybe a year later. They come and they go, things happen and they're over and it has no impact on your life. But the Day of Judgment is so serious. It is so important that every single person must be informed about it. عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ, about the great news. Now the mushrikeen of Makkah, they would ask each other about this great news, about the Day of Judgment, as I mentioned, out of what? Out of mockery. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَمَّ يَتَسَأَلُونَ, what are they doing? It's as if they're wasting their time. They didn't understand. When you find people discussing things which are certain, and instead of preparing for them, they're just talking about them, You get upset with them. Then why are you wasting your time? So, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ. This news is so true that there is absolutely no doubt about it. This news is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned about it in the Qur'an. Not just once, but many, many times. And He has not just warned about it, but He has described it in great detail as to what that day will be like. What is the description of the day of judgment, of this great news that we have been warned about? When is this day going to occur? يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. It is the day when the trumpet shall be blown. Such a sound that is so loud that those who are alive will fall dead. And again the trumpet will be blown, which will be so loud that it will wake the dead up. It will bring them back to life. Imagine this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ. It is the day when the sky shall split open. It shall rent asunder. What about the earth? وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. It is the day when the graves will be overturned. Meaning the contents in the graves, the things which are hidden within the earth, deep inside the earth, shall come out. It is the day when the earth will split open. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ. People will come out of their graves alone in this mass congregation. It is the day when يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. When no person will avail another. So much so that يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. It is the day when a person will run away from his own brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. He will run away from his own mother. He will run away from his own father. Every relationship will become estranged on that day. No one will come to aid another. That is the day when وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا. A group from every nation will be gathered. In fact, all of mankind will stand. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is the day when all of mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds. And when they will stand, what will happen? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. It is the day when the scrolls, when the book of deeds will be rolled out, spread open. The day when the witnesses shall stand. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. It is the day when wealth and children will not come to aid. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. It doesn't matter how well off a person was in the world, or how much family they had, how many loved ones they had. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. No relationship, no friendship will come to help. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَنْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا. It is the day when a person's tongue shall be sealed and their body shall speak. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ. Even a person's tongue will testify against him. It is the day when truth shall benefit the people of the truth. يَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. It is the day when the truthful people will benefit from their truth. It is the day when the wrongdoer will bite his own hands. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. He will bite at his own hands. It is the day when people shall find whatever they have done before themselves. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever people have done, they will find it before themselves. And Allah will not wrong anyone. This is the day which is so certain, which is so important. But look at the attitude of people. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They're just asking, inquiring, in disbelief, in mockery, just making fun. Making fun of the Qur'an, making fun of the Prophet ﷺ. This day is so real, but they refuse to believe in it. Allah says, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. It is the great news about which they are مُخْتَلِفُونَ. They are differing. They are constantly in disagreement. Meaning each group of people is saying something different about this day. people have their own opinions about the Day of Judgment. Each person has their own understanding. People forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us about this day. And what do? They form their own opinions. الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ Some people, they believe as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to believe, as Allah has informed of. Some people, they reject outright. And some people, they are in some doubt about it. Some people, they believe part of it, and they deny some other parts of it. الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ And in this, they waste their lives just arguing about the Day of Judgment, forgetting that they are here to prepare for it. Allah says, كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا No, سَيَعْلَمُونَ They will come to know about it. All of these talks, these discussions, out of mockery or doubt, all of this talk, it has no value. The reality is not what you think and say. It is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described. So okay, go ahead, keep talking. Keep spurting out your ideas. Go ahead, whatever you want to do. سَيَعْلَمُونَ They will come to know of the truth, of the reality of the Day of Judgment. This is something that they're going to face. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ Then, كَلَّا No, again, they are going to know. Meaning that time is not far when the Day of Judgment will arrive. And its reality they will experience. And all of their assumptions will fizzle away. Their words, their questioning, their discussions, their talk have no value, no worth whatsoever. As in Surah At-Tur, Ayah 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the Day of Judgment, such deniers will be told, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ This is the fire that you used to deny. Now you see it. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ Now in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different signs of His creation as proof of resurrection. That the Lord who has made all of this, do you doubt His power? Do you doubt His ability? If He can make this, then why can He not bring about the Day of Judgment? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا Alam did not najal we make al-arda the earth mihada as a resting place? Meaning, who made this earth? Who made it? Did we not make it? Did Allah not make it? Alam najal al-arda mihada? Did we not bestow upon you this huge blessing? Which huge blessing? The earth for you. But the earth as a mihad, as a resting place. What is mihad? Mim hadal. Mihad is something that is prepared, that is spread out, that is leveled out. Why? For the purpose of comfort and rest. Like for example, a bed or a cradle that is prepared for a baby. Then how is it? Its size is suitable, right? Its softness or hardness, whatever it is also suitable. This is mihad. So the earth Allah has prepared for you to live on. Which means that everything you need for your survival, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it where? In this earth for you. This earth is a means of comfort for you. You live on it. You eat on it. This is the source of your livelihood. You sleep, you rest, you travel. This earth is protective. It's sustaining. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا You doubt the hour? Why? Look at the earth that you walk upon. Like a bed spread out for you. So that you live on it, rest on it, work on it, walk on it. Who made this? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا Meaning, did we not make the mountains as أوتاد, as pegs? جِبَال, plural of جَبَل. The mountains, we made them as awtad. Awtad, plural of the word watad. Wawtadal, watad. And watad is used for the peg that is used to pitch a tent. Others say that it is used for the central pillar that is put in the middle of a tent. Why? In order to hold it. Because if that pillar, that pole is not there, what's going to happen to the tent? It's going to collapse. It's going to fall. So the mountains, Allah says, that we have made them as awtad, as pegs. Meaning, they hold the earth in place. Without the mountains, what would happen to the earth? It would not be stable. It would constantly be moving beneath your feet. It would constantly be shaking. Would you be able to live then? Would you be able to survive then? Would you be able to build anything? Would you be able to make any progress in any way? You wouldn't. So who made the earth stable for you with these mountains? It is Allah. Do you doubt His power? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ And we created you أَزْوَاجًا in pairs. Meaning, did we not create you in pairs? Who made you? If Allah didn't make you, who made you? Where did you come from? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا Another blessing that's mentioned over here is the fact that humanity has been created not in one gender, but how? أزواج, pairs, meaning male and female. Why? Why not just one type? Like the angels, we learn about them, they're not male and female, it's just one type. But human beings, why male and female? Why this difference? Why two types? Why? Because opposites attract. Why male and female? For your companionship, for your comfort and love, support and friendship, so that there is attraction, there is love and mercy, there is family, there is procreation. And in this is pleasure also. In Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 21, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا That from among yourselves, meaning among human beings, He has made for you azwaj, spouses. Why? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا For the purpose of sukoon. You see, as human beings, we are very needy. Very needy. We don't just need food and air and sleep. We need comfort. And that comfort doesn't just come from your favorite food. It comes from where? From companionship, from friendship, from intimacy, closeness. And one of the most beautiful relationships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is that which is between a husband and a wife. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا We created you in pairs, as male and female. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا And we have made your sleep as subat, meaning as a means for rest. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ We made your sleep as subat. Subat is from the root letter sin bata, and sabt is basically to cut something off, to cut it. And sleep, what does it do? What does sleep do? It cuts you off from what? From looking, from even listening. Isn't it? The thing is that as long as you're awake, even if you shut your eyes, can you continue to hear? Can you? Does that let you rest? No. Does that let you have a break? No. Sometimes your eyes are closed, but still, because of the fact that it's so bright outside, right? You can still see to some extent. You can see the light even coming through your eyelids, right? But when a person falls asleep, then what happens? They have no idea. Mostly, they have no idea about what people are talking about unless they're faking their sleep, right? But in general, when people are actually sleeping, then what happens? All of your senses are cut off in the sense that you don't hear, you don't see, nothing. Why? So that you get a break. You get a break. Sleep. Why is it necessary? For different reasons. One reason is that the body needs to restore energy levels. It needs to repair any wear and tear experienced during the day's activities, right? So for that purpose, you sleep. You sleep for different reasons. But even the brain benefits from sleep. It is said that a certain type of sleep, which is REM sleep, it affects our ability to learn new tasks. Meaning, if you want to learn, if you want to get good at your studies, then one thing you need is what? Sleep also. It affects your ability to learn new tasks. That doesn't mean sleep a lot. It means sleep as much as you need. That's it. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا We have made your sleep as a means for rest. So that you, your body, can rest. You may take a break. So that your body can get re-energized. Your brain also can get a little organized. And then, as you wake up, your body is refreshed, your brain is refreshed, and then you can continue to learn and continue to do your work. Doesn't it happen sometimes that your phone is not working properly or your computer is like freezing, and then you go to the store and you're like, what's wrong with my phone? They're like, when did you last turn it off? I don't remember. Well, why don't you turn it off right now? And then you, as you restart it, you leave it off for some time, and then you restart it, it's perfectly fine. What happened? It's because for weeks you didn't turn it off. You didn't restart it. Even machines need it. Right? So our bodies also need that sleep. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا We have made your sleep as a means for rest. Sleep is also a blessing. Because all of these things that are mentioned over here, what are they? They're blessings that Allah has bestowed upon us. From the earth to the mountains, to the fact that people are in pairs, to the fact that we sleep, all of these are blessings. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا And we have made the night as a libas, as a clothing. The night is like a clothing. Meaning, covering you completely. Just as your clothing, what does it do? It covers you. So night also, it covers the earth. It brings complete darkness. When you sleep, you cover yourself with blankets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided another blanket also, which is the blanket of darkness. Because for good sleep, what do you need? What do you need? Darkness. And if you think about it, libas, it's also a source of comfort. It doesn't just cover you, but it also protects you and brings you comfort. So the darkness of the night is also in a way protective. And because it doesn't let you be seen. Right? It hides you. And also, it is comforting. Meaning you need that. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا And we have made the day as what? As a ma'ash. As a means for livelihood. Ma'ash from the root letters عَيْن يَا شِين عَاشَ يَعِيشُ is to live. And ma'ash is basically everything that is needed for what? For living. So we have made the day as ma'ash, meaning as the time for seeking out your livelihood. Remember, ma'ash includes food, water, shelter, money, everything. Necessities of life. So we have made the night as a time when you are cut off. From what? From your activities. To the point that you can't even hear and see. And we have made the day for what? For ma'ash. That you go about, you work, you earn, you look after yourselves. So the night is for rest and the day is for work. وَبَنَيْنَا And we have built فَوْقَكُمْ Above you سَبْعًا شِدَادًا سَبْعًا Seven. Seven what? شِدَادًا Strong ones. شِدَاد from شَدِيد. Plural of شَدِيد. And what does it mean? Strong heavens, strong skies. Meaning skies that are firm, that are protective. And in the lowest sky, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا And we have made in it, سِرَاجًا a lamp, that is wahaja, that is burning. A burning lamp in the sky. Wahaj, you may have heard, some people's name is also Wahaj. Wahajim. And basically Wahaj is used for a lamp that is burning intensely. Not just lamp, but fire even. Burning intensely, blazing. So there isn't just a lot of light over here, there is also a lot of heat over here, energy over here. So the sun, what is it? A lamp that is wahaj, that is fiercely burning. But in this burning is what? A lot of light for you, a lot of heat for you, and also beauty, blazing. Now think about it, how big and how far the sun is, but how much our life depends on it. For heat, for energy, right? For food, vitamins, whatever it is. We need it. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. So important for our survival. وَأَنزَلْنَا. And we sent down مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ. From the rain clouds. What do we send down from the مُعْصِرَات? مَا and water. That is ثَجَّاجًا. That is pouring forth. That is in torrents. Falling abundantly. Look at the word that's used for clouds over here. What's the word? Mu'asirat. Plural of the word mu'asirah. From the root عين صادرة. Remember Surah Yusuf. وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. And in that year, they will يَعْصِرُون. They will squeeze out a lot of juice. Meaning they will have a lot of produce. Right? In which they will have a lot of oil and juice, etc. So, mu'asirah is that which is squeezed. That which is squeezed. Now why would you squeeze it? To get all the liquid out of it. Now the clouds are called mu'asirat. What does it mean? That they're full of water. Full of water. And these mu'asirat, what do they pour down? Ma'an, water, that is thajjaj. Thajjaj, tha, jim, jim. Thajj. Thajj is basically to cause something to flow in large amounts. Of course, this is some liquid. So for instance, this word is used to describe hajj also. In hadith, we learn about the best hajj being that in which there is a lot of ajj and thajj. Ajj and thajj. What is ajj? Making a lot of noise. This noise is not fighting, and this is what? The sound of talbiyah. In which there is a lot of talbiyah, meaning a person says labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, a lot. That is ajj. And thajj, as in a lot of sacrifice. And why is that word used for a lot of sacrifice? Because when there's going to be a lot of sacrificial animals, what is going to be pouring forth in large amounts? Blood. So you understand ajj and thajj. So, ma'an thajjaja, cascading water, in torrents, falling copiously, abundantly. And really, if you start gathering all the water that falls from the sky, how much is it? It's a lot. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. Who sends this rainwater down on you? لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. So that we bring out, بِهِ, because of it, meaning because of this rainwater, we cause to grow, we produce, what? Habban, grain, wanabata, and vegetation. What is hab? Grain that people eat. Grain that people eat. Like for example, what kind of grains do people eat? Only wheat? Barley, maize, rice. So this is hab. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا. Nabat. What is nabat? Vegetation. Now this includes all types of vegetables, all kind of plants. But some have said that since it's being used in contrast with hab, hab is that which people eat and nabat is that which animals eat. But nabat is not just limited to what animals eat. Of course, there is many things which animals, meaning grazing livestock, eat, but human beings also consume. So, لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. This sustenance that you are given, comes from where? From the water that falls down from the sky. Who sends it down? وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. And with this abundant rain, what else do we produce? Jannat, gardens. What kind of gardens? Gardens, of course, they have trees, they have different kinds of plants. And the description of these plants and trees is alfaf, of entwined growth. Alfaf is a plural of the word laf or lafif, lam fa fa. And basically, laf is used for that which is wrapped around. Wrapped around. So, jannatin alfafa, meaning gardens of densely growing trees and plants. Meaning they're so dense that their branches, the shrubs, the twigs, all of them, how are they? Wrapped around, intertwined. Very dense. Just the other day, somebody was telling me about how their grass in their backyard is so long, right? Not just the grass, but also the weeds, everything, that they had left their hose in the yard for quite some time. And now that they were trying to get out the, pick up the hose, the grass and the weeds had grown around it. It had grown around it. So they had to basically yank it out and pull out a lot of grass. And they were trying to rake their yard also. And she gave an example that it was like trying to get chewing gum out of hair. Right? Gum out of hair was so difficult. Dense. Jannatin alfafa. Now this is just grass. Sometimes trees are like that also. In forests, what do you see? وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Who made all of this grow? Who has bestowed upon you all of these great blessings? The one whose power, whose ability, you cannot justly estimate. You cannot correctly estimate. You don't have that capacity. He is so powerful. The one who has bestowed so many blessings on you that their numbers you cannot count. Then how could you deny him? Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasaalun. Anin naba'il 'azim. الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا